Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Todd Van Vesser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg, member SIPC. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders, EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, just underway. Streaks up 3-0 on a three-pointer from Riley Jenkins. Alton misses a shot, gets a putback attempt, and missed it. Streaks come away with it. And we'll go back the other way. Right baseline. On top of the three-point arc, shot missed by Chelsea Stevenson. And Alton coming away with it. And this is Jermiah Wallace, and she traveled with us. So the first turnover by the Alton Redbirds. Streaks lead 3-0, 6:59 to play here in the first quarter. Tom Meredith here, Gibson on assignment today, so I'll take care of the Streaks girls basketball for you today. Coming up later on, Streaks boys basketball. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman will have that coming up following tonight's girls game. Alton comes out in a man-to-man defense. Riley Jenkins picks it up. Backdoor to Lauren Livingston. Too strong. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Audrey Peck. But on the putback, she gets fouled. And the foul's going to go against, let's see, who are they going to call? It's going to go against Ivory Lacey, 5'11 senior. First foul in the basketball game, so Audrey Peck will go to the free throw line with two shots. Streaks leading 3-0. 5'11 junior puts the first one up and in.
Audrey Peck at the line.
Start the same way they've started so far this regular season. Riley Jenkins, Lauren Livingston, Audrey Peck, Haley Miller, and Chelsea Stevenson. Alton, Ivory Lacey, 5'11 senior. Jamelia Patterson, 5'9 junior. As Audrey Peck hits both, make it 5-0 Streaks. Jermiah Wallace, 5'7 junior. Cheyenne Wilson, 5'2 sophomore. And Savannah McMurray, a 5'9 junior. Out high, this is Lacey with it out on the left side. Left wing, it goes to Wilson. Wilson drives baseline, shot partially blocked, and the rebound is knocked out of bounds. It's going to go back to Alton as the Streaks hit it last. 5-0 Streaks lead. First of two here today. They'll take on Pontiac a little bit later on, 6 o'clock tonight. This Alton team just rolled in about 10 minutes before the game started. On the drive, this is Patterson. Missed the shot. Rebound comes out long to Chelsea Stevenson for the Streaks. Right wing. Pass is tapped, and then Chelsea gets a hand and is able to tap at Riley Jenkins. Left baseline, Kaylee Miller for three. That's short. Rebound comes out long and run down by Audrey Peck for the Streaks. Three-pointer, top of the key. Riley Jenkins up and in. Her second of the ball game. And it's 8-0 Streaks with 6:07 to play here in the first quarter. Left wing, Wallace for Alton. Alton in the light gray with red numbers and white and black piping. Streaks in their home white. Top of the key shot is too strong from Patterson. Riley Jenkins comes away with a rebound for the Streaks. To Kaylee Miller, tried to bounce for Lauren Livingston, got knocked away and out of bounds. Streaks will have it back on their own left baseline. Cadence Leidick, Arlita Brown will check in for the Streaks. They'll give Chelsea Stevenson and Lauren Livingston a break with 5:46 to play in the first quarter. Streaks pitching a shutout so far with an 8-0 lead. Riley Jenkins inbound from out on the left baseline. Finally gets it in to Cadence Leidick, top of the key back to Riley, left wing. Bounces down on the left block to Arlita Brown, puts it up and in. Nice play by the Streaks, nice bounce pass. Riley bounced it kind of toward the baseline side. Arlita had nice position, put it up and in. 10-0 Streaks, 5.5 minutes to play first quarter. Wallace for Alton goes right wing, now looks for some help. Ball gets knocked away, tried to get it inside to McMurray. She's able to run it down, gets it back to Wallace on the wing. Now down the right side of the lane, it is Patterson, can't hit the shot, and Arlita Brown with a rebound for the Streaks. Arlita has it, picks up, and gives to Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it across in the center circle. Now Charlie Brown out high left side. She'll fire from on top of the three-point line. Rolled off, no good, and we have a tie-up on the rebound. Oh, no, they're going to call a foul. They're going to say Cadence Leidick went over the back. A tough call against Cadence because the ball came up over the shoulder of, I'm not sure who it was. I think it might have been Patterson for Alton, and Cadence just reached right up and grabbed it and pulled on it, and then Patterson fell backwards. Cadence gets called for the foul. That's first team foul on the streaks as Chelsea Stevenson and Lauren Livingston come back in and give Kaylee Miller and Audrey Peck a break. So the smaller lineup in there for the streaks. Left wing, this is Wallace for Alton. 4:52 to play first quarter. Streaks leading 10-0. Right wing goes to Lacey. Right baseline knocked away by Cadence Leidick. It's going to go out of bounds. And it'll go back to Alton on the near sideline. Well, Streaks hoping to make quick work of this team and maybe get a running clock in the fourth quarter since they have another game coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. On the dribble, this is Patterson. Patterson, or top of the key, it goes to, who is that in there? I can't tell. She's got long hair. It's hard to see her number. Cheyenne Wilson. Now it's back to Wallace. Wallace inside the lane, kicks out left wing to Wilson. She fires a three, missed it. Offensive rebound for Alton, missed, and they get another offensive rebound, so two in a row there. And we're going to have a foul on the second putback attempt. Who's it going to go against? Arlita Brown picks up her first foul, and that's going to put, let's see. Again, long hair covering her number on her back. I believe this is Jemiah Wallace at the foul. Yeah, Wallace puts first one up, missed it. 10-0 streaks, 4:20 to play here in the first quarter. Jemiah Wallace, or Jeremiah, there's an R in there. Jeremiah Wallace, 5'7", junior for the Redbirds. Second shot is up, bounces high and through. First point for Alton comes at the 4:20 mark of the first quarter. Quickly back the other way. Streaks with it, leading 10-1. Left wing, it's Arlita Brown to Riley Jenkins out near the center circle. Looks like Alton switched to a 2-3 zone. Left baseline, Chelsea Stevenson now out high left side. Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston. Step back three-pointer is too strong, and the rebound comes down to Danita Smith, who's in for Alton. Back the other way, shot up and no good by Wallace. Rebound put back is up and in by Danita Smith. First basket for Alton. That's their fourth offensive rebound. That's something that Coach Massey was concerned with, the good offensive rebounding team. Some bigger girls down in the post. 10-3 streaks, 3.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Cadence Leidick, an 18-footer up off the glass from the right wing and in. First basket for Cadence Leidick. Make it 12-3 streaks. Back the other way, Lacey for Alton. Pass knocked away by Cadence Leidick, and Alton able to get it back. This is Wallace on the right wing, nearly lost it again. Now picks up, looking for help. And still looking, and underneath it's knocked away and stolen by the Streaks. And now we're going to have a turnover, got knocked away by, I believe it was Patterson, but the Streaks hit it last, and it's going to go back to Alton. So the teams exchange turnovers. First turnover on the Streaks. And two for Alton with 3 minutes to play first quarter, 12-3 streaks lead. Back in for Galesburg, Kaylee Miller, Audrey Peck, as Riley Jenkins and Arlita Brown take a break. Left wing, it's Wallace. Down underneath, gets knocked away and stepping out of, well, they're going to say the Streaks touched it while stepping out of bounds. I didn't see what happened there. Must have been Audrey Peck got a hand on the ball, but her foot must have been on the end line, so it goes back to Alton. Under 3 minutes to play, first quarter, Streaks with a 12-3 lead. And it comes to Wallace on the left baseline. Now goes to the wing, pulls back and fires a three-pointer. It's short, rebound comes out long to Chelsea Stevenson for the Streaks. Now it's Kaylee Miller, top of the key. Nice bounce pass underneath to Audrey Peck, running the floor up off the glass and in. Beautiful pass from Kaylee Miller, drew the defender and bounced to Audrey Peck, running the floor, lays it up and in. 14-3 Streaks, 2.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Now a three-pointer, left baseline up and no good. Rebound, another offensive rebound, up and missed by Lacey, but second time around, it is Audrey Peck that comes away with it for the Streaks, and now we've got a foul on the outlet pass, and it's going to go against Jamelia Patterson. That'll be her first. Second team foul on Alton. Justice Anthony, 5'5 sophomore guard in for Alton. Short bench, there's only three players dressed on the Alton bench. 14-3 Streaks lead, 2:10 to play here in the first quarter. Top of the key, Chelsea Stevenson, Kaylee Miller left wing. She'll fire the three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound comes out long to Lacey for Alton. No, now we're going to have a reach call or a push. It's going to go against, is it Cadence Leidick? Either her or Lauren. Yeah, Cadence Leidick picks up the foul. That's her second. And quickly that'll get Riley Jenkins back up off the bench. And she'll replace Cadence Leidick. 2:02 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks with a 14-3 lead. It'll be Wallace inbound in front of the scorer's bench. In the backcourt, it goes to Lacey. She'll bring it across the timeline. Out high right side. This is Anthony. Goes right baseline. Pass in the middle. Stolen away by Riley Jenkins. And then she gets pushed from behind. So another Alton turnover. And a foul is going to go against. Let's see. See who they called it on. Danita Smith. There's a couple of gray jerseys there. Danita Smith picks up the foul. That's third team foul on Alton. Audrey Peck gives to Riley Jenkins out high on the right side. Back to the right baseline. Chelsea Stevenson fires a three. Too strong. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Lauren Livingston. She penetrates baseline. Missed the shot. And the ball falls out of bounds. And it's going to go back to the Streaks as it's off of Alton. They had a couple of players there. Neither could reel it in. Nice move by Lauren Livingston. Couldn't get the shot to fall. 1:32 to play, first quarter, inbound to Chelsea Stevenson. Back to Riley Jenkins on the baseline. Fakes, penetrates, pulls up with a 10-footer. Bounces too strong. Rebound comes down, and over the back's going to be called on Riley. Went after that one too aggressively. Rebound came down to Hope Knight, a 5'10 freshman. First foul on Riley Jenkins. Fourth team foul on the Streaks. 14-3, the Galesburg lead. 1:20 to play here in the first quarter. And now another turnover by Alton, and that was just completely unforced. A bad pass from the top of the key. By the way, Northwestern up on Illinois, still 23-10. Not much time left in that one. Looks like the Illini missing their quarterback, among others, on the offensive side, having their struggles today against Pat Fitzgerald's squad. Left baseline, Kaylee Miller on the pass from Riley Jenkins for three. Good! First basket for Kaylee Miller. Make it 17-3 Streaks. A minute two to play in the first quarter. Wallace out high on the left side, gives to Anthony out high on the right side. Top of the key, Wallace, cut off by Chelsea Stevenson. Now it's Anthony on the right wing, tries to penetrate, goes right baseline, losing the handle on it with Smith, finally gets it back and gives to Wallace. Good defense by the Streaks. Wallace goes inside, and the shot blocked by Audrey Peck, and it's going to go off of Justice Anthony, and the Streaks will bring it back the other way. Good block by Audrey Peck. Into the Streaks lineup for the first time tonight is Lily Hudgens, a 5'5 junior for the Streaks. Northwestern now up 29-10. They scored with a minute nine left on a rushing touchdown. So Illini are not looking good. 24 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins to Chelsea Stevenson on the left baseline. Now Riley Jenkins out high. She'll stop and fire the three left side. That's short. And the rebound's going to follow. No, saved in by Lauren Livingston, and she saved it, and it went right off the ankle of Danita Smith, so it's going to go back to the Streaks with 14.9 to play. Good hustle play by Lauren Livingston. Riley Jenkins inbound for the left baseline, or right baseline to Chelsea Stevenson. Left baseline, two-pointers, no good. Weak side rebound. Lauren Livingston, shot got blocked, but they had a hold of her arm. No call. Now down the other way. Wallace gets free, lays it up and in. First basket for Wallace. 2 seconds to play. And Riley Jenkins will throw from three-quarters court. It'll be short. Good first quarter for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. After one, it's Galesburg 17 and Alton 5. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
One quarter in the books. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Alton Redbirds 17-5. Some confusion at the start of the second quarter. Official scores table. Yeah, Alton tried to put a sub in. Or no, they only had four players on the floor. So now they've got five out there. And they will have the basketball to start the second quarter. Streaks outscored Alton 17-5 in that first quarter. Out high right side, Wallace down on the blocks. Gets stolen away by Lauren Livingston. Sixth turnover in the game by Alton with their 5 points. Riley Jenkins out between the circles on the volleyball spike line. Picks it up. Gives Kaylee Miller left wing. Thought about the three. Then they close out on her. Back to Riley Jenkins. Riley penetrates to Kaylee, left baseline for three. Off the mark. Rebound on the weak side is going to go off of, they're going to say it went off of Audrey Peck last, so it'll go back the other way. I thought that maybe Cheyenne Wilson had gotten a hand on it after Audrey, but the officials say no. So it's underway, second quarter. Streaks with a 17-5 lead. This is Wilson for Alton. Top of the key out high right side to Wallace. Streaks sticking with that man-to-man. Now penetrating baseline, Danita Smith right side, lays it up and in. Nobody cut her off. Nobody came and helped out. And that's her second basket, and make it 17-7. So Alton trying to kind of get their legs under them now after a long bus ride and getting here late. Chelsea Stevenson to Riley Jenkins, top of the key. She'll pick up just inside the top of the key to Chelsea. Right wing for three. Airballed it. It's going to fall out of bounds and go back the other way for the Redbirds. 7:04 to play. First half, 17-7 is the Streaks' lead. So Northwestern beat Illinois 29-10 here this afternoon. So, the Illini do get another game. They're going to go to a bowl game, but not as good a one now after that loss today. Smith down the right side of the lane, and the reach is going to be called, or a push. Are they going to call Audrey or Kaylee? Which way are they going to go with it? Audrey Peck with a foul. That is her first, and that is now the 15th foul on the Streaks. Alton will have it on the right baseline. It'll be Cheyenne Wilson to inbound with 6:47 to play here in the first half. And it comes to Wallace on the right wing outside the three-point arc. Out high right side, it goes to Wilson. Wilson penetrates, traveled, and, yep, I was thinking they were maybe going to call a foul, but they called the travel. That's the seventh turnover for Alton. 7.7 turnovers. Streaks with just one in the ballgame so far. Riley Jenkins to Kaylee Miller out high left side. 2-3 zone this time for Alton. Kaylee Miller between the circles, left wing. Riley Jenkins down on the left block. It goes to Lauren Livingston. Turns, faces up, can't hit the shot. Gets her own rebound, puts it up, off the glass and in. Nice job by Lauren Livingston, sticking with it. Fourth offensive rebound for the Streaks, 19-7. Good ball movement by the Streaks against that 2-3 zone. Now Wallace penetrates, shot partially blocked by Chelsea Stevenson, but she's still got it up and in somehow. Wallace with her second basket. She's got 5 points, 19-9 Streaks, 6:05 to play first half. Chelsea Stevenson, right wing, pulls out, picks up, and gets to Riley Jenkins near the center circle. Out high right side, Lauren Livingston. She'll fire the three. Bounces high, no good. Rebound taken away by Wallace for Alton. Wallace runs down the right side, traveled. Ooh, the official lost his footing and fell down. Hope he's all right. I don't know if he twisted an ankle or not. No, he gets himself a safe side. He's all right. I don't know what happened. The three-point line jumped up and bit him or something. Anyway, the ball went out of bounds, and it goes back to the Streaks. That is the eighth turnover on Alton. Looked like it hurt. He looks like he's okay, though. Nobody ran into him or anything. Foot caught on the floor or something. Kaylee Miller on high right side. Cross-court pass to Riley Jenkins. 18-footers up and good. That's eight for Riley. 21-9 Streaks with 5:22 to play in the first half. Wallace out high right side for Alton. Crosses over into the paint, and they're calling. I don't know. I didn't see the hands down low, but they're calling that a lot every time somebody penetrates or goes up. And this is going to go against Chelsea Stevenson this time. That'll be her first, and that is 16 fouls on the Streaks. That'll send Jermaya Wallace to the free throw line with two shots. She hit one of two early in the game. In fact, Alton's first point came on her free throw with 4:20 to play in the first quarter, and she missed that one. Arlita Brown, Cadence Leidick check back in. They'll give Lauren Livingston and Chelsea Stevenson a break. 5:15 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 21-9 lead. Jeremiah Wallace, 5'7 junior, and airball that one, and we'll bring it back the other way. Now they're going to come out and pick up with full court man-to-man pressure. Arlita Brown to inbound, and it comes to Riley Jenkins, and they're just going to clear it out for her. Riley will bring it across left of the center circle. On dribble down the left side of the lane. Nobody cut her off. Laid it up and in. Coast to coast, Riley Jenkins. That's what happens when you do that full court press man-to-man and nobody's there to help out. 23-9 streaks. Left wing, Wallace against Cadence Leidick. Cadence did a nice job cutting her off. Now gives top of the key to Lacey. Lacey penetrates free throw line. Shot blocked by Kaylee Miller. And down with a rebound was Riley Jenkins. Now to Kaylee, left baseline. She'll penetrate, puts up the runner. It's blocked by Wallace, and Wallace comes away with a rebound for Alt. Got knocked away from behind, but Danita Smith comes down with it, went right into her hands, running to the basket. Smith lays it up and in. Her third basket, it's 23-11 streaks. 4.5 to play here in the first half. Riley Jenkins across midcourt right side. Arlita Brown eyed high on the left side. Audrey Peck, top of the key right wing. It goes to Riley Jenkins. Top of the key, Cadence Leidick for three. Good! Cadence Leidick with the three-pointer. She's got five and make it 26-11. Streaks with the lead here. Just over 4 minutes to play in the first half. Out high left side. This is Davis or Wilson with it. Now it's Wallace between the circles, and Cadence Leidick just picked up her third foul. Playing good aggressive defense, a little too aggressive, though. They're being kind of ticky-tacky with some of these calls, and that is three now on Cadence Leidick, and she's going to have to go to the bench. Oh, nope, coach is going to keep her in. Already had subs up. No, he is going to take her out. He's going to put, who's going to bring in? Looks like Lily Hudgens is going to come back in. Have to be after the first free throw. So Wallace goes to free throw line. What a bonus. That's 17 foul on the streak. She hit the first this time. So that will bring Lily Hudgens in. She'll replace Cadence Leidick. Also, let's see who else had just checked back in. We've got Riley Jenkins, Lily Hudgens, Arlita Brown, Chelsea Stevenson, and Lauren Livingston on the floor for the streaks. Just under 4 minutes to play in the half. Second shot up and missed that one. Rebound, Lauren Livingston skies for it. And the streaks bring it the other way. Left wing, Chelsea Stevenson. Pulls it back out high, gives to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. She'll direct some traffic. Alton back in a man-to-man now. 3:40 to play in the half. Lauren Livingston out high left side. Top of the key, Arlita Brown. Right wing, it goes to Riley Jenkins. Now top of the key, Arlita Brown. Or that's Lily Hudgens. Drives, has it knocked away. Gets her, gathers herself, puts it up from 14 straight on and good. Nice job by Lily Hudgens. They'd knocked the ball away. She was able to gather it, put it up and in. 28-12 streaks. Back the other way. Lacey drives in. Shot blocked by Riley Jenkins. She saved it in bounds, but Lacey comes away with it. Now it's Wallace lays it up and in. Jeremiah Wallace with 7 of the 14 for Alton with 3:05 to play here in the first half. 28-14 is the streak's lead. Chelsea Stevenson to Riley Jenkins, left of the center circle. Riley on the dribble. Now, see, they're not calling the hand check, though. They're calling the push or the backdoor. Now, backdoor pass to Lauren Livingston from Riley Jenkins. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but she's fouled. I think it's going to go against Danita Smith. And I believe, yep, that's her second foul. So Smith picks up her second, and Lauren Livingston will go to the free throw line with two shots for the streak. She's got 2 points on a basket. And now make a three on the first free throw. 29-14, streaks lead, 2:52 to play, first half. Tom Meredith here at John Thiel Gym. Eric on assignment today as Audrey Peck and Kaylee Miller get back up to check back in as Lauren Livingston hits both, and Lauren and Riley Jenkins will get a break. 30-14 streaks, 2:52 to play here in the first half. Well, we've more than doubled them up here. Hopefully we can do that again in the second half, double them up again. This is Lacey across midcourt left side to Wallace out high on the left side near the volleyball spike line. She'll bring it back out between the circles. Now gives to Patterson on the left wing. Patterson gets a pick, stops, and fires on top of the three-point arc. No good. Rebound, Audrey Peck. Outlet to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee across midcourt in the center circle. Gives to Chelsea Stevenson left baseline. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes out long to Patterson. Long downcourt pass to Wallace and can't run it down. And that's going to be another turnover on Alton. That's nine for the Redbirds with 2:19 to play in the ball game or in the first half. 30-14 is the Streaks' lead. Kaylee Miller will bring it up and set the offense for the Streaks. Alton, now they're back in the man-to-man defense again. Arlita Brown between the circles, out high right side. Audrey Peck, left wing, goes to Chelsea Stevenson. Drives to the left elbow, now gives to Kaylee Miller between the circles. Kaylee directs some traffic, calls out number four, dribbles right, gets a pick from Audrey Peck. Goes baseline, picks up, kicks out to Arlita Brown, out high on the right side, under 2 minutes to play. Arlita bounces for Audrey Peck, posts it up, down on the right block, short with a shot, and the rebound's going to go off of Lily Hudgens last, so to go back to Alton. Riley Jenkins, Lauren Livingston check back in, and they'll spell Arlita Brown and Lily Hudgens. Streaks lead 30-14, a minute 48 to play here in the first half. Streaks will pick up at midcourt. Ivory Lacey will bring it up. Across midcourt it goes to Justice Anthony. Anthony on the dribble goes right wing. Cross-court pass, and Lacey drives down the left side, gives to Wallace left wing. She would have had an open three, but lost the handle, then picks it up, drives in, throws a wild runner up, no good, and a rebound, another one for Audrey Peck, and now she's going to get fouled by Wallace. I'm not going to have the individual stats for you, unfortunately. I was relying on the streak stat keepers, but Coach Massey said they're doing a little bit different. Last year on the games, Eric couldn't be here. Emma Porter would keep the stats on an iPad. She'd bring them to me halftime and postgame. I'd just take a picture of them. They're not doing it. They're having Huddle Sports do it now, so they don't get them until after the game. Backdoor, Lauren Livingston tried to get to Riley Jenkins, got knocked away by Wallace. It'll go back to the Streaks. So it won't happen. I'm going to keep the team stats as best as I can, so we'll have turnovers and rebounds for you anyway. Kaylee Miller inbound from the near sideline to Chelsea Stevenson, left baseline, fires a three, good. Nope, just a two. Their foot was on the line and nailed it. First basket for Chelsea, make it 32-14 Streaks. A minute five to play in the half. Right side, this is Anthony, and she fires a three, no good. Lauren Livingston with a rebound. 15 rebounds for the Streaks thus far. Kaylee Miller, Lauren Livingston, three out high left side, too strong, bounces high, hits the shot clock, and it's going to go back the other way. Lauren just has not been able to get it uncorked here in a game yet. I know Coach tells me in practice she shoots the lights out. I know talking to some people over the summer she shot the lights out. Meet the Streaks she did. But in a game she just has not been able to get it uncorked. That's going to happen one of these times. And once it does, look out. 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 32-14 lead. This is Anthony, nearly traveled with it, and gets it off to Patterson. Patterson right side, drives baseline, runner is up, and no good. Rebound comes down to Riley Jenkins for the Streaks. Riley on the run, 25 to play. Nice dish to Lauren Livingston, got hammered. Didn't hit the shot, but the foul's going to go against Ivory Lacey. That'll be her second. You know, they list Lacey at 5'11". I don't think that can't be right, because she's shorter than Chelsea Stevenson even. But that's going to put Lauren Livingston to the free throw line with two shots. She hit her only two so far. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 22.8 to play in the half. First one is up and good. 33-14 is the Streaks lead. We'll have another Streaks girls game coming up a little bit later on. 6 o'clock, they're scheduled to play Pontiac. Second one up and good for Lauren Livingston as well. And then the boys scheduled to play just after the girls against Champaign Central. Streaks with a force the turnover on the full court pressure. Riley Jenkins comes up with it, gets pushed by Justice Anthony. That's going to be her first foul. And that is now 17 fouls on Alton, so that'll put Riley Jenkins at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. So Justice Anthony with her first foul. And Riley Jenkins, the 5'7 junior, puts the first one through. She's got 11 already on the ball game. 17.2 to play in the first half. Streaks lead 35-14. Second shot up and good. 12 for Riley Jenkins. Full court pressure from the Streaks. They're trying to put them away. Now another turnover the Streaks force. Lauren Livingston down the left side. Shot blocked. Good defensive play by Patterson, and she'll bring it back the other way. 5 seconds to play. Now another steal by the Streaks. And a scrum, and the clock's going to go off as the whistle blows for the tie-up. We have played one half of basketball and a good first half by the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they have the lead over the Alton Redbirds. It is Galesburg 36, Alton 14. We'll come back and with our halftime report, run down our halftime scoreboard, what we have for your halftime stats as well. Streaks lead it here, 36-14. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on the 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones. Member SIPC.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan. On home of the lifetime warranty.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks lead it here at halftime over the Alton Redbirds. It's Galesburg 36, Alton 14. Thanks to Will Stevenson back at the studio, keeping us on the air here this afternoon as the Streaks will play two today. They have this game with Alton, and they'll follow it up against Pontiac a little bit later on. And thanks to Janine Bryant at the scores table, keeping me updated. Okay, so I mentioned Ivory Lacey. Didn't look like she was 5'11". Well, that's because Ivory Lacey is no longer on the team. The person wearing number one is Kalila Gorey, and she is a 5'4 freshman. So that makes sense. So, yeah, their roster that they sent is completely wrong. A couple of the others had different jerseys, and there's a whole bunch of them crossed off. So thanks to Janine for keeping me updated on that, because we had talked beforehand wondering when they were going to get here, and they didn't have any starting lineup or anything at that point. So, anyway, so here we are. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. We're the Illinois Fighting Illini football team. Yeah, not a good afternoon as they fell to the Northwestern Wildcats 29-10. Now, understandably, Illinois was missing their quarterback who's injured. They were missing a couple of other offensive players. So and the good news is they will play another day because they're going to be playing in a bowl game. We don't know which one as of yet, but they will get to play in the postseason. They will get to play in a bowl game. The other game here this afternoon, or this morning rather, prior to this one, had on the boys' side Champaign Central defeated Madison 65-59. It was a really, really good game. It was still a one-point game with about a minute to play, and Madison had to foul late. Now, Champaign Central will be the boys' opponent coming up later this evening. That'll be just after the girls' game and the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. The girls will play the Pontiac Indians, scheduled for 6 o'clock, so take the air around 5:40, depending on how the game ahead of time is running. So we'll have the girls against Pontiac, and then we'll bring you the Hall of Fame induction. Not the actual induction, but they'll introduce all the Hall of Famers. The induction ceremony will happen at 5 o'clock in the Learning Center, and then they'll introduce them all between the girls' and boys' games. Then Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will take over with their pregame as the boys will take on Champaign Central tonight. The upcoming schedule looking like this for the girls. They'll be back at it coming up next Thursday night, another Western Big Six Conference game. It'll be here at John Thiel Gym, and we'll see the Rock Island Rocks for the first time in 40 games with no Bree Beal. Rocky lost a two-point game to Moline last Tuesday night, so we'll have Rock Island and Galesburg coming up Thursday night. Eric will be here with me for that one. Let's see, what else do we have? We'll have, coming up on Monday, Illinois Fighting Illini basketball. They'll be taking on Miami. The girls on Thursday will have GHS boys basketball. They'll have their Western Big Six opener next Friday night. They'll be they get their Quincy trip out of the way early. Brad and Steve will head down to Quincy with the boys. That'll be next Friday night. Then Saturday, one of the three Western Big Six Conference weekend games for the girls will play at United Township next Saturday, the 7th, a week from today. In between, we'll have Illinois Fighting Illini basketball, their Big Ten opener. They'll be on the road to Maryland. And then the GHS boys will have a Tuesday night conference game. That'll be hosting Sterling next Tuesday night. So just kind of a strange schedule this year with Geneseo and Sterling coming into the conference, and things a little bit different from here on out. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead at 36-14. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
The digital age has a lot of people just terrified of technology, and your show goes a long way.
I love your show, and thank you so much for providing so much information.
You really have an outstanding show with so much useful information.
I am now the techie geek of the family. Everybody comes to me because I learn so much from you.
Kim Commando, Sunday mornings at 9 until noon on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Have you lost that loving feeling? Has your heck yeah turned into a... Maybe you've even started saying things like, let's take your car. Whatever your reasons, if you're ready to unload your ride, you're in luck, because I'm ready to buy it. Hi, I'm Tony Batson, GM at the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We're scooping up pre-owns, and we'd love to add yours to our lot. Do you like cash? Because that's what we'll give you.
Unless you want to drive away in a new Toyota.
Your call. But why hawk it online when you can sell local, sell with confidence, sell your car to Galesburg Toyota.
Online at GalesburgToyota.com.
Silver Streets Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy this afternoon with a chance of rain and thunderstorms, a high of 48. Chance of rain tonight, possibly mixing with snow and thunder overnight, low 35. Rain or snow tomorrow morning, turning to all rain in the afternoon with wind gusts near 30 miles an hour, high of 38. Wind gusts near 30 miles an hour tomorrow night with cloudy skies, a low of 27. Monday, sunny and a high of 36. Right now, it's 40 degrees at WGIL.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Alton Redbirds 36-14. Streaks outscored Alton 17-5 in the first quarter and 19-9 in that second quarter. Our halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg, member SIPC. Streaks led in scoring. A lot of players scored. In fact, I believe everybody that played in the first half scored. Let me see. Yeah, they did. We had Riley Jenkins leading the way with 12 points, a couple of threes, a couple of twos, 2 for 2 from the line, 6 points for Lauren Livingston, a basket, 4 for 4 from the line, 4 for Audrey Peck, a basket, 2 free throws, 3 for Kaylee Miller on a 3, 2 for Chelsea Stevenson on a 2, 5 for Cadence Lydick on a 3 and a 2, 2 for Arlita Brown on a basket, 2 for Lily Hudgens on a basket, 4 three-pointer streaks, 8 for 8 from the line in the first half. Let's see, 8 points for Jemiah Wallace, 6 for Danita Smith. That was the only two players that scored for Alton, 2 for 6 from the line. Streaks out rebounded Alton 16-11 in the first half, 12 defensive for the Streaks, 4 offensive, 5 offensive, and 6 defensive for Alton. Redbirds turned the ball over 12 times in the first half. Streaks with just 1 turnover in the first half. Galesburg with the basketball to start the second half. Riley Jenkins with it for the Streaks as they lead 36-14. Tom Meredith, glad to have you with us here. Eric Gibson on assignment. Left baseline, Chelsea Stevenson with it. To Kaylee Miller, now Riley Jenkins. Cross-court pass to Riley out high on the right side. Now Kaylee Miller out between the circles. Riley Jenkins out high right side to Chelsea Stevenson, left baseline. She'll fire the three. Good! Had her feet behind the line that time. Put it up and in. She's got five. Make it 39-14 Streaks. Wallace out high on the right side. Now gives to Gorey, who I thought was Lacey the whole first half. Down on the blocks inside. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck. And the Streaks come away with another rebound. It's Riley Jenkins bounces, tried to bounce for Audrey Peck, running the floor. Pass was a little bit behind her, and the Streaks turned it over for just a second time in the ball game. Running down the right side, layup is up and good. That is by Wilson. Cheyenne Wilson puts it up and in. I lost. How the heck did I lose my roster for Alton? And the Streaks went to the other end and scored, and I didn't even see who put the basket up and in. Let's see. Well, this is Wallace for it for Alton. Now Gorey fires a three out high right side. Bounce it out, no good. Another offensive rebound, though. Smith kicks it out to Wilson for three. In and out, no good. Lauren Livingston with a rebound for the Streaks. Who got that last Galesburg basket? That's the question. Now Chelsea Stevenson bounces for Audrey Peck, running the floor. Audrey puts it up and in. And make it 43-16 Streaks. Audrey with six now. Now a three-pointer from Wallace. First three they made of the ball game out high on the left side. Jeremiah Wallace, she's got 11. Make it 43-19 Streaks. 6-10 to play third quarter. Lauren Livingston gives to Kaylee Miller. Three-pointer, left baseline. Bounces high and falls off. Oh, they're going to say it hit the shot clock on the bounce. So it's going to go back to Alton. Okay, I know I had the my Alton roster. Oh, here it is. I got it buried at halftime. So they've got now into the ballgame Leilani Davis, a 6'1 junior. Left wing, this is Wallace. Thought about the three, but Chelsea Stevens closed out, knocked the ball away from him, so Wallace regains her dribble. Right side it goes to Gorey. She penetrates, pulls up with a 17-footer. No good. Rebound by Smith on the weak side. Puts it up. Can't hit, but a foul's going to be called. I think it's going to go against Lauren Livingston. Seven offensive rebounds for the Alton Redbirds. Foul does go against Lauren Livingston. That's her first, and that will put Danita Smith at the free throw line. She's got 6 points in the ballgame, her first time at the line here this afternoon. 43-19 Streaks, 5:52 to play third quarter. Smith's first one is up and good. She's the first one other than Jeremiah Wallace to attempt a free throw. And for the Streaks, Arlita Brown, Cadence Leidick. They'll give Lauren Livingston and Chelsea Stevenson a break. 43-20 is the Streaks' lead. Hoping to get to that magical 30-point mark here by the fourth quarter. Second shot up and good for Danita Smith. Redbirds will pick up in midcourt. Riley Jenkins will bring it across in the center circle to Arlita Brown on high left side. Top of the key, Audrey Peck. Out high right side it goes to Riley Jenkins, being guarded by Wilson. Now brings it out in the center circle. Dribbles left, gets a pick from Audrey Peck. Goes to the left wing. Now baseline. Nice drive by Riley Jenkins. Laid up with the right hand. Couldn't hit, but she got pushed. Went to the floor hard, and I think it's going to be Wilson that gets called for the foul. That's going to put Riley Jenkins to the free throw line. First foul on Cheyenne Wilson. So Riley with 12 points in the ball game, 2 for 2 from the line in the first half. Hit a couple of threes and a couple of twos. That was a nice drive that time. Hesitation on the left wing, then went baseline. Got all the way in there, laid it up with the right hand, but got pushed in the process, and her first free throw is good. 44-21, 5:33 to play here in the third quarter. First to two today for the Streaks. They'll play again at 6 o'clock against the Pontiac Indians. Second shot up and good for Riley Jenkins. Streaks 10 for 10 from the line here this afternoon. 5.5 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 45-21. Wallace out high on the right side working against Cadence Leidick. Wallace on the dribble. Good job by Cadence cutting her off. Now pass knocked away. First hit by Riley Jenkins and Audrey Peck. Streaks come up with another steal. Cadence Leidick running the floor, tried to get her to her. They got tapped, but Cadence touched it last, so the Streaks turn it over, just their third of the ball game. 13 for Alton and 3 for the Streaks, two of them here in the second half already. 45-21 Streaks lead, 5:10 to play, third quarter. Gorey with it. At left baseline, Wallace, three in and out, no good. Rebound Arlita Brown for the Streaks. Arlita brings it out herself. Gives to Cadence Leidick on the right wing. Back out to Riley Jenkins, right of the center circle. She'll set the offense. Hands off to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee, top of the key. Steps back, fires a three. Bounces high, no good. Rebound comes down to Davis for Alton. Now gives to Wilson out on the right side. Between the circles, it goes to Gorey. Kalila Gorey, right wing. Wilson fires a three off the mark. Audrey Peck with a rebound for the Streaks. Back the other way, 4.5 minutes to play third quarter. Streaks with a 45-21 lead. Down to the left block, it goes into Arlita Brown on the feed from Kaylee Miller. Arlita lays it up with a left hand and in. She's got four in the ball game and make it 47-21. 4:14 to play third quarter. Three Streaks set to check back in. Lauren Livingston, Chelsea Stevenson, and Lily Hudgens. Audrey Peck knocks it away and couldn't quite save it inbounds, and it's going to go back to Alton. Good defensive play. Got around and fronted, Lalani Davis, the 6'1 junior. As Kaylee Miller, Arlita Brown, and Riley Jenkins will get a break. And it'll be checking back in. Not Lily Hudgens this time. Grace Nelson checks in along with Chelsea Stevenson and Lauren Livingston. Audrey Peck and Cadence Leidick stay on the floor. Right baseline, Wilson, a runner up, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound on the weak side. Smith misses, gets her own rebound again, puts it up, missed it again, and this time Lauren Livingston comes away with it for the Streaks. Streaks giving up quite a few offensive rebounds, but they still hold the lead. Now Chelsea Stevenson left baseline, 10-footer is up and good. Quickly back the other way, Streaks got it up and in, 49-21. 3:38 to play here in the third quarter. Wallace penetrates. The runner up. Missed it badly. Rebound Lauren Livingston for the Streaks and gets bumped from behind by Wallace. So that will be the, Jamea Wallace. That's her first foul in the ball game, or no, her second. Missed one somewhere. Got to figure out. I know I missed a basket somewhere for the Streaks. I don't know who it is. We'll see. Figured out in the post game. 3.5 minutes to play. Streaks lead 49-21 here in the third quarter. Grace Nelson on the dribble. Goes left. Gets a pick from Audrey Peck. Picks up on the wing. Gives to, Lauren Livingston. The give and go. Up off the glass. Can't hit. Rebound comes down to Lauren. Puts it up. In and out. No good. And a defensive rebound comes down to Alton. And that was Danita Smith. Out high on the right side. This is Wilson. Now between the circles, it goes to Anthony. Anthony working against Cadence Leidick. Now right baseline, it goes to Wilson outside the three-point arc. Pass over the top, knocked away by Lauren Livingston. Chelsea Stevenson comes away with it. Another turnover on the Redbirds. Grace Nelson, top of the key, left wing. Lauren Livingston down underneath. Nice pass to Cadence Leidick. A little bit too far under. Turns, puts it up, can't hit. And the rebound comes down to Anthony for Alton. And she gives way to, Anthony's got, now gives way to Wilson. Wilson drives in, a wild runner, no good, but Danita Smith with another offensive rebound, can't hit, and goes up wildly and ran into Arlita Brown, but Arlita's going to get called for the foul, unfortunately. That will be her second foul, and that'll put Danita Smith at the free throw line with two shots. She just hit two there earlier this quarter. 2:34 to play here in the third. Streaks with a 49-21 lead. A couple of more Streaks set to check in. Audrey Peck will come back in. Camellia Schwartzman will check in for the first time. Riley Jenkins on her way back in. As Smith hits the first. Also Kaylee Miller to check in. So four new Streaks. Kind of a line change. And who's going to stay on the floor? One has to stay. Oh, no, we also had Lily Hudgens coming. So five new Streaks. Complete line change in for the Streaks. 2:34 to play first quarter. 49-23 Streaks. Danita Smith at the free throw line for Alton. Second shot is up, and that is short. And another offensive rebound as the ball got loose. This is Gorey with it. Drives, pulls up with an 8-footer in the lane, can't hit. Another offensive rebound. This time it comes down to Anthony. Anthony penetrates from the left side, kicks out to Wilson. 3-pointer out high right side is banked up and in. And that's the first player other than Smith and Wallace to score for Alton. Make it 49-27 with 2:09 to play. We were getting close to that 30-point mark. Now not. Right wing, two-pointer right on top of the three-point arc as Lily Hudgens can't hit, but Audrey Peck with the offensive rebound puts it up, can't hit. Camellia Schwartzman with the rebound, can't hit. And this time it comes down to Smith for Alton. 1:50 to play here in the third. 49-26 Streaks. Wilson penetrates. Wild runner up. Missed it. And gets her own rebound. Now stolen away, though, by Arlita Brown, or rather Lily Hudgens, but stolen right back. And Wallace puts it up and in from the right wing to make it 49-28. So Coach Massey wants to call a timeout here real quick. So back to about a 20-point lead. We got it up to, what, about 28, 27, a 30-second timeout called by Coach Massey. Wants to talk it over and draw something up. Wants to get the streaks back on the right track here. Getting some good looks at it, just haven't been able to convert some point blank. A minute 30 to play in the third quarter, 49-28 streaks with the lead. So I'm going to have to add up my points here. I know somebody got a basket that I missed. I was looking down, and it happened quickly. But the streaks have a lead, 49-28, here in the third quarter. Alton, or rather the streaks with the basketball. Kaylee Miller wind down from midcourt on the right side. And it comes to Chelsea Stephenson. Bounces to Audrey Peck down to the right block. Puts it up. Off the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Smith for Alton. Rather, that's Anthony. Gives to Wilson. Wilson to Anthony on the right baseline. Fires an 18-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound comes away to Chelsea Stephenson, and she gets pushed from behind. And the foul, is it going to go against Wilson? I'm not sure. Yep, it goes against, or no, they call Justice Anthony for the foul. Justice Anthony picks up her second foul. And just the third team foul on Alton here in the second half. 1:14 to play in the third. Streaks lead 49-28. Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston out high on the left side. Lauren looks over the defense. Audrey Peck, top of the key, to Riley Jenkins on the left wing. Riley looks over the defense, dribbles left, bounces for Lauren Livingston down on the left block, spins, puts up the 10-foot fadeaway, too hard off the glass, and an offensive rebound by Kaylee Miller. Great hustle by Kaylee. Now it's Chelsea Stephenson on the right wing. Picks up, gets to Riley Jenkins out near the center circle. 47 seconds to play in the quarter. Riley to Lauren Livingston going down the left side of the lane, lost a handle on it, but tapped it out to Kaylee Miller. Back to Riley Jenkins out high left side for three. Good! Her third three of the ball game, and make it 52-28 with 34 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Out high left side, this is Wilson for Alton. Against Riley Jenkins down the right side of the lane, cut off, bounces for Gorey, pulls up with a 17-footer right wing, and good. Gorey with her first basket. With 15 seconds to play, 52-30 streaks. Lauren Livingston out high left side with 11. Now Audrey Peck, top of the key with 9. Riley Jenkins with 8. Dribbles left to the wing, picks up with 6. Now Lauren Livingston, top of the key. She'll fire on top of the line. Got hammered. They missed the foul. And goes out. Now the official, they were going to give the ball to Alton. If you didn't call the foul, you had to call the block. So they did say the official near midcourt said that the shot was blocked. So it'll go back to the streaks. Point one to play, and it comes to Chelsea Stephenson. Can't hit. We have played three quarters of basketball. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 52, the Alton Redbirds 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Get clues as to which numbered present on our game board has the prize you want to win all wrapped up. Sign up at WGIL.com to receive weekly emails that'll help you play Pick a Present on WGIL.
Streaks with a lead, 52-30. Fourth quarter just underway. Tom Meredith here at John Field Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Alton Redbirds. Alton with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. This is Anthony on the dribble. Out high it goes to Wallace. Wallace, top of the key. Gives out to Anthony on the left side. Streak starters back in. Anthony, a long three, missed it badly, and the rebound through the legs of Riley Jenkins, and the loose ball comes out to Wilson. She drives, shot blocked. Oh, you're going to call a foul? Really? Short is clear on the floor, and ball left her hand. I think Audrey Peck got it then, but the official is going to call a foul on Riley Jenkins. Okay, that's her second. That's going to put Cheyenne Wilson at the free throw line with two shots. 7:34 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 52-30, and still 52-30 as Wilson missed the first. I was hoping we'd get to that 30-point mark and have a running clock here in the fourth quarter, and don't know that we're going to get there. Second shot up and good for Wilson. That cuts it to a 21-point lead. Right wing, Chelsea Stevenson. Ball gets knocked away, and the Streaks turn it over. Fourth turnover on the Streaks in the half, five in the ball game. 7:20 to play. This is Wilson. Shot blocked by Riley Jenkins. Rebound, Audrey Peck. Back to Riley, running the floor right side. She's going to pull it back out. Now hesitates, dribble drives baseline, and Wallace is going to reach and knock her to the floor. And that'll be the third foul on Jeremiah Wallace. Nice block by Riley on the defensive end. Audrey Peck there with a rebound and a good outlet from Audrey to Riley. 7:11 to play in the ballgame. Streaks with a 52-31 lead. Riley Jenkins to inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Kaylee Miller on the wing. Back to Riley. Left baseline. Fires a three. Short. Rebound comes down to Anthony for Alton. Anthony looking for help. Falls down and double dribble. That's going to be a turnover. Yeah, she lost her footing. Good defense by Riley Jenkins. And fell down and started dribbling again. And the Streaks get it back on the Alton turnover. They're 15th of the game, third here in the second half. They've done a much better job of holding onto the ball here in the second half, just their third, but 15 for the ball game. Lauren Livingston, long three, left wing, too strong. Rebound, Audrey Peck, right back up and got it. Nice offensive rebound for Audrey, put back up and good. She has got eight in the game. And make it 54-31. This is Gorey out high left side. 6.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Gorey picks up, looking for help, and finally gets rid of it. And a timeout called. This first timeout called by Alton. The guy, maybe they had a 30 early in the game by Desiree Howard. She'll call a 30-second timeout with 6:29 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 54-31. First of two today for the girls. They'll play Pontiac coming up a little bit later on. That game scheduled for 6 o'clock, so we'll be on the air around 5:40 this evening. And that game will be followed by the introduction of the 2019 Galesburg Athletic Hall of Fame class. That induction ceremony will take place at 5 o'clock in the Learning Center. Then they'll introduce all the inductees, which includes Monty Apsey, former Streak, one of them that helped start the run of trips to state. And then she went on to play at University of Illinois. She'll be among those inducted this time around. And that, again, will happen at 5 o'clock, and they'll introduce all the inductees between the boys and girls games. And Brad and Steve will be in these seats up here for the Galesburg High boys against Champaign Central. That should be a good game tonight. And that scheduled for 7:30, maybe a little bit later than that by the time the Hall of Fame induction gets over. Gorey, right side, pass knocked away. Streaks come up with another steal. Kaylee Miller picks it up. Now to Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it across with 6:08 to play in the ball game. Riley on the dribble right at the center circle. Working against the Alton man-to-man. Dribbles right. Goes to the right wing. Picks up. Swings it over to Kaylee Miller out high to Cadence Leidick on the left wing. Cadence with a runner up. Can't hit, but she's fouled. And I think it's going to go against Anthony. We'll see. Oh, nope. They called. Who do they call? Kalila Gorey. That's her third foul. So Cadence Leidick will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 5 points in the ball game. On a three and a two. And now make it six as the first free throw is up and good. Streaks impressive from the line tonight, or this afternoon. A couple of substitutes for Alton. As, let's see, looks like Lalani Davis is back in. I can't see the other number. Covered by the young ladies here. Second shot for Cadence, up and good. 56-31, 5:50 to play. Gorey across midcourt in the center circle. Picks up, looks for help. Now gives out high right side to Wallace. Wallace dribbled it off her own leg. It's going to go back to the Streaks. Five turnovers in the second half. 17 for the ball game for Alton. Riley Jenkins will trigger the offense for the Streaks. Cross midcourt between the circles, dribbles right, picks up, backdoor pass to Kaylee Miller, and the shot gets blocked. Nice defensive play by Wallace, who came from the other side. Now she traveled. They didn't call the travel, missed the shot. Might have been blocked by Riley Jenkins, and Caden Slidek comes away with the basketball, but then Wallace reaches in and gets called for the foul. So the nice defensive play both ways, and it's going to go back to the Streaks with 5:18 to play. 56-31 is the Galesburg lead. And Riley Jenkins will bring it up for Galesburg. Looks like they're going to go 2-3 zone this time. Oh, no, I guess they are in the man-to-man. They just looked like a 2-3 the way they were standing initially. Kaylee Miller, top of the key, right wing. Caden Slidek. Swing it over to Kaylee Miller, left wing. Kaylee back out high, left of the center circle to Riley Jenkins, under 5 minutes to play. Riley resets the offense. Streaks just taking their time at this point. Kaylee Miller out high left side. Audrey Peck out high on the right side. Hands off to Riley Jenkins. She's got it, top of the key. Gives to Lauren Livingston out high left side. Three-pointer is an air ball. It's going to go back the other way. And a substitute for Alton. It'll be Cheyenne Wilson back in, and she will replace Kalila Gorey. 4:43 to play. Streaks with a 56-31 lead. Wilson brings it across, met by Riley Jenkins. Right wing, it goes to Wallace. Wallace looking for help. Pass knocked away by Audrey Peck, but coming up with it, shot up and no good by Patterson, and Audrey Peck with a rebound. 4:20 to play. Kaylee Miller out high left side, dribbles right between the circles, picks up, gives to Lauren Livingston, and Lauren just didn't get a handle on that one, went right through her hands, and the Streaks turned it over for the fifth time in the half, six for the game. With 4:13 to play and a 56-31 lead for Galesburg. Wallace for Alton across midcourt. Inside the free throw line, shot blocked by Caden Slidek, rebound Lauren Livingston. Quickly back the other way. Caden Slidek, right side, drives down the right side of the lane. Missed the shot, though, and the rebound comes down to Wilson. Caden's had a hesitation there, and then she saw the opening and went, couldn't get the shot to fall. Wallace lost the handle on it, going back the other way on the pass from Wilson, and it's another Alton turnover. And Coach Massey's going to bring in four new players as Lily Hudgens, Arlita Brown, Camellia Schwartzman, and Grace Nelson check in. Caden Slidek will stay on the floor with that group. 3:48 to play, and Coach Mass will get his starters some rest ahead of the second game tonight. Camellia Schwartzman to Grace Nelson, gets to Arlita Brown down the right side of the lane, puts it up and in. Nice play by the Streaks. That is six for Arlita, and make it 58-31, 3.5 minutes to play. This is Wilson with it. Down to the right baseline, Wallace fires a three, air ball, rebound goes to the floor, and coming away with it is Smith, and they're going to call a foul. Are they going to give her, say it was on the shot or on the rebound? It looked like it was on the rebound initially. She tried to throw a shot up. Let's see. Camellia Schwartzman called for the foul, and they're going to say it was on the floor, I believe. First foul on Camellia. Armani Rivas then, she'll spell Caden Slidek. And it comes to Patterson out high on the right side, 3:19 to play. Patterson has Wallace posted up against Armani Rivas. Armani did a great job on her. Patterson couldn't hit the shot, but the offensive rebound for Smith couldn't hit it. Arlita Brown with a rebound for the Streaks. It's Lily Hudgens left of the center circle. Arlita Brown on high left side. Her pass knocked away. Grace Nelson gets it in the center circle under 3 minutes to play. Lily Hudgens to Arlita Brown between the circles. Left wing, Grace Nelson. Grace on the dribble, brings it back out high to Armani Rivas. She'll step back, fire the three out high. Good! Armani Rivas makes her presence felt immediately as she puts it up and in. And it's 61-31. Now we'll have continuous clock. Only less than 3 minutes to play. That's all right, though. Now the runner-up and no good by Patterson. And Armani Rivas, the smallest player on the floor, gets in there and gets the rebound. And she gets fouled in the process. And the foul's going to go against, Anthony, that's her third, and we're going to walk it back to the other end because that's 17 fouls. That's going to put Armani Rivas at the free throw line for the chance of the one and bonus. as also checking in for the Streaks. Let's see. We've got Abby Endoff, a 5'6 sophomore, gets in and replaces Arlita Brown. Also in Megan Roan, 5'7 junior. Shot up and good. First one up and good for Armani. She left the line. You got another Armani. It's all right. 62-31. Clock's running. So the Streaks will get back above 500 at 3-2. Second shot up. In and out. No good. Rebound kept alive by Megan Roan. Camellia Schwartzman comes away with it. Puts it up. And they're going to call a travel. She tried to go up. I thought she got fouled. So she came back down. Went up again. They called the travel. So the Streaks turned it over with 1:27 to play. Good offensive rebound there for Camellia. Couldn't get it back up and in, though. Wilson at the free throw line. Goes right baseline to Patterson. Fires a 19-footer. No good. And the rebound, they're going to say, went off of Wilson last. Streaks will bring it back the other way with 1:12 to play and the clock running. Megan Roan to inbound. And it'll come to Abby Endoff. Back to Megan Roan in the backcourt. And her pass is stolen away. Down the left side, Smith runs it down, lays it up and in. She's had a good game for Alton. Now Armani Rivas with it, 50 seconds to play. Top of the key, Grace Nelson with it. Miss Megan Roan wide open down on the left block. Now pass stolen away again. Streaks turn it over with 40 seconds to play. This is the drive up and no good by Wallace. And the rebound's going to go off of Wallace, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. Clock running, 25 seconds to play. Streaks with a 62-33 lead. Now Alton showing some pressure, but Streaks break it. Armani Rivas with 17. And now another steal. This time by Anthony. Lays it up, missed it, and Armani Rivas had the rebound. They're going to call a jump ball, though. So the Streaks turn it over. 3 seconds play. We're going to run out of time before the Streaks are able to inbound. The Streaks move to 3-2. Final score, Galesburg 62, Alton 33. So a good effort by the Streaks here this afternoon. Only gave up 3 points in that outscored Alton 10-3 in that final quarter. Galesburg 62, Alton 33. We'll come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll run down our what we've got of our stats. Won't have any individual stats, but what team stats we've got for you here this afternoon. Streaks win it 62-33. Take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way, and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Harvest time is here, and more farmers are taking a look at the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at YEM. With a new engine, new trim, and a whole new look, the new 2019 Silverado is lighter, has more cargo room, room, and a range of new features. They've even upgraded the corner step bumpers to accommodate steel-toed boots. From farm to freeway, see what makes the all-new Silverado as flexible as you need it to be at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com. The official WGIL forecast, cloudy this afternoon with a chance of rain and thunderstorms, a high of 48. Chance of rain tonight, possibly mixing with snow and thunder overnight, low 35. Rain or snow tomorrow morning, turning to all rain in the afternoon with wind gusts near 30 miles an hour, high of 38. Wind gusts near 30 miles an hour tomorrow night with cloudy skies, a low of 27. Monday, sunny and a high of 36. Right now, it's 40 degrees at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here this afternoon. Final score, Galesburg 62, Alton 33. Our postgame coach's interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And, Coach, a good effort by your girls here this afternoon. Again, defensively did a great job. You know, sometimes a team like this, a little bit undisciplined but very athletic, they're sometimes hard to guard. But I thought you guys did a good job against them.
Yeah, I thought we guarded them all right. I didn't think we rebounded well enough. We gave up just way too many offensive boards, which has kind of been the story for us so far.
Yeah, I had them for 14 on the offensive end, but fortunately they weren't hitting too many of those putbacks, though. But I think overall, again, a good effort. You know, one of the things...
If you had 14, I don't think you were counting well.
I probably wasn't, but yeah, I was trying to... Yeah, that's... I don't know how Brad Benowitz does it, but... but, yeah, they... I thought you guys did a really... girls did a really good job on the defensive end, but offensively, things were kind of clicking. I mean, everybody that played in the first half scored at least a basket, and I mean for the free throw line, you didn't miss till right there at the end. Armani missed one. I had you 13 for 14, so just everything kind of clicked a little bit. Still, you know, I know Lauren's having a little trouble getting it cranked up from the outside, and I mentioned on the air that when that happens, when she hits that one and gets going, it's going to be kind of scary.
It is, you know, and it's funny because she in practice is probably scores 60% of our points in practice and just has never gotten untracked in games. And some of it is, I think, when she goes inside that she tries to manipulate the ball to avoid getting blocked instead of just going up and letting them foul her in the things. But yeah, she'll get going.
Riley, another nice job running the show. A lot of pressure defensively, but still did a great job and scores her points. She defensively, she does a great job rebounding, kind of all around. Again, you know, Cadence comes in. She a little over aggressive. Maybe she had a couple fouls early. I think at three in the first half, but still did a really great job and bothered them defensively.
Yeah, I thought Coach Barsinger made the comment that she probably wasn't doing anything differently than she did in the first few games, but that Cadence was in this game, they were calling the fouls, and Cadence didn't really adjust to it and got herself in a little foul trouble.
What did you see that you really liked out of the girls here this afternoon?
I thought, like you said, I thought we played pretty good defense as far as guarding people and not getting beat off the drive. I thought offensively they kind of switched from man to zone to man. And in general, I thought we handled that pretty well. I'm not sure what we had as far as turnovers, but in general, as far as running our offense, I thought we were pretty efficient.
Yeah, I think I had you for 10. You only had one in the first half, nine in the second half, but there was four late in the game for you. So, again, yeah, 11 pretty serviceable as far as that goes. I'm guessing it'll be a little bit different pace, at least from your opponent tonight with Pontiac.
Yeah, probably. They have a couple nice post players, and I think their preference will be to be more a half-court game.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. I know we got another one coming up in just a little bit, so you girls get a little bit of rest and come back and do it again.
Okay, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey, our postgame interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down the stats that we have. I don't know how accurate any of them are, but we'll run down them for you. Streaks win it here 62-33. The final score will come back. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The Galesburg Boys Thanksgiving Tournament comes to a close as the Silver Streaks battle Champaign Central. I'm Brad Vinowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage tonight after the Galesburg girls game against Pontiac on WGIL. Winning here this afternoon. Final score, Galesburg 62, Alton 33. Sal Meredith here at John Field Gym. We'll be back a little bit later on. The Streaks will take on the Pontiac Indians. And that one's scheduled for 6 o'clock, so around 5:40 for the pregame. I know I was adding up my points, and I'm short for both teams, but that's all right. I'll give you what I've got here, the postgame statistics. Riley Jenkins led the way for the streak, 17 points. I had her on three threes, a couple of twos, 4 for 4 from the line, 8 points for Audrey Peck, three baskets, 2 for 2 from the line, 7 points for Chelsea Stevenson, a 3 and a couple of 2s, 7 for Cadence Leidick, a 3, a 2, and 2 for 2 from the line. Let's see, 6 points for Lauren Livingston, basket 4 for 4 from the line, 3 points for Kaylee Miller on a three-pointer. Did some really good things defensively and distributing the ball, though. Also, 6 for Arlita Brown. Now, there's where two are missing. 6 for Arlita on three baskets, 2 points for Lily Hudgens on a basket, 4 points for Amani Rivas on a three-pointer, and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 three-pointers in the game for the Streaks. I believe, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7. Where did I get 4? 7 three-pointers in the ballgame for the Streaks. But 13 for 14 from the line. I know that one was correct. Streaks shot well. They just missed one late in the game. They hit their first 13 free throws. For Alton, they were led by Jeremiah Wallace with 13 points. 4 twos, a 3, and 2 for 6 from the line. 11 points for Danita Smith on 4 baskets. 3 for 4 from the line. 2 points for Kalila Gorey. Let's see, 4 points for Cheyenne Wilson. I know I'm missing one somewhere else. 6 for 12 for the line, a couple of three-pointers. Streaks turned the ball over just 9 times in the game. And, again, 4 of those were late, so they kind of been in cleanup time there as the pace got a little sloppy toward the end. But pretty serviceable 9 turnovers for Galesburg. Alton ended up, let's see, with 19 for the game. 12 in the first half and 7 in the second half. Rebounding-wise, Streaks win the overall battle 33-24. Streaks with 23 offensive and 10 on the defensive end. 10 defensive for Alton, but what Coach Massey didn't like, and he thought maybe they had more. I had them for 14 offensive rebounds. He thought maybe they had more than that, so that's been kind of a thorn in the side of the Streaks teams so far this season, is giving up the offensive rebounds. But it didn't matter this time around. Streaks come out with the win here this afternoon. Final score, Galesburg 62 and Alton 33. Galesburg outscored Alton 10-3 in that final quarter. We will come back, and our final order of business will be our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll do that coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Silver Streak's Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Get an extra advantage when you play WGIL's Pick a Present by signing up for our email clues at WGIL.com.
Streaks win it here at John Thiel Gym, 62-33 over the Alton Redbirds. Galesburg now 3-2 on the season. Another game to play here in the Thanksgiving tournament as they'll face the Pontiac Indians coming up a little bit later on this evening. Time right now to name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. And it's kind of hard not having the stats, but I kind of generally, kind of tell who did what and got an idea of what I wanted to do here. I mean, again, Riley Jenkins does her normal job, 17 points and a lot of rebounds, couple of steals, couple of blocks, and I know she had a bunch of assists as well. I mean, Audrey Peck, again, a really good job on the boards and scored 8 points. I know she was probably close to a double-double once again. Chelsea Stevenson filled it up from the field this time around. Kaylee Miller only with the one basket, the three-pointer, but a really good job distributing the ball and defensively. Caden Slider, really great job defensively. But I'm going to go with somebody that actually came off the bench and kind of provided a little bit of a spark. And this is one of those players that any offense you get is just great because she gets in there and does a good job defensively and really does a good job rebounding and just doesn't make mistakes. And she had 6 points tonight, and that may be a career high. I'm not sure, but I think it's probably a career high. Arlita Brown, the Streaks player, comes in off the bench, and she really did a nice job, came in defensively. And again, when she got the ball in a position to shoot, her teammate set her up. She scored when she did. So Arlita Brown is our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Autobody, you better call Dave. Well, one more game for the girls here tonight, 6 o'clock. And again, depending on how these other games run, it'll be around 5:40 for the pregame. Then following the girls' game, we'll have the introduction of all the 2019 Hall of Fame class, and that Hall of Fame ceremony taking place in the Learning Center. That is happening at 5 o'clock. And then following the girls' game, the Galesburg High boys will play. They will take on Champaign Central tonight. That should be a really good basketball game. So you want to come out and check out some great basketball tonight. The GHS girls at 6, the boys around 7:30 or a little later, and some great basketball to be played here at John Thiel Gym. So congratulations to Arlita Brown, our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Autobody, you better call Dave. Streaks win it 62-33. That'll do it from now. We'll come back from John Thiel Gym a little bit later. Tom Meredith, thanks to Will Stevenson, our studio engineer. Streaks win it 62-33. Good afternoon from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.